Heresy is a way of getting God wrong. It is difficult, if not impossible, to invent a new heresy. If we don't know our history, we may think that we are coming up with some new truth about God, but there are no new truths about God. We simply can fall into that dismal mire which has been the downfall of so many people who wanted to interpret God in a way that made sense to them and to them alone. Heretics are characterized by three things: imbalance, impatience, and immoderation. Every heresy contains a grain of truth, but when it is exaggerated, then it becomes a wrong statement about God. Two writers, John Henry Newman and G.K. Chesterton, one in the 19th century, one in the 20th century, similarly compared the church to a charioteer who is able to keep his chariot balanced by going a little to one side, a little to the left, but always keeping balance. That is orthodoxy, which means right praise. If we want to avoid imbalance, we need faith. If we want to avoid impatience, we need hope. If we want to avoid that spirit of immoderation which exaggerates the truth, we should love the truth itself, and then we don't have to exaggerate it. All heresy is a lack of faith, to some degree, a lack of hope, and a lack of love. Every heretic is a potential doctor of the church. All that that heretic needs to get right with God, to restore balance and patience and moderation, is that virtue so rare among thinkers, humility.